What is the relation for you to be enlightened and the sexual relation? Could it be together?
Yes,
maybe
it
not.
Can be anything.
Okay, well.
Like
yeah.
in all of our lives, sexuality can be anything. Men, so, woman, man, man, girl, girl, no sexuality, indulging in sexuality. One master of this lineage was indulged in sexuality. And then there are masters who have no sexuality. And because for many it is the most natural thing not to have it. And for some it is very natural to have it. This is a lineage that is very natural. Everything is natural, 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 natural. For the Swami sometimes it is a big investment to transform this sexuality. It is energy. You know, it's energy. And in many lineages, in many traditions, I mean in all the monasteries, no sexuality, but very often it is the getting this energy making a weird turn. So sometimes it's really, especially for young people, it can be really quite something. It is very often also a big relief. Your energy doesn't go there anymore. And for some people, already during their sadhana, not necessarily when they have found their openness, already during their sadhana, they lose interest. Their attention is not going in that direction, you know? But it can be anything. Awakening and sexuality, I mean, can take any shape or form. But in this lineage, awakening is natural, natural. Things drop off natural, you know. You find out that certain things in your life you're not so interested in anymore. So certain companies, certain activities, just you lose your interest. You have a more subtle and more precious togetherness with friends and with yourself and with your loved ones. Naturally, naturally, naturally.
Many traditions say something like that you blow off your energy by having sexuality so that you cannot really move in a spiritual sense.
Yeah.
How do you see that?
I don't agree. I see that everything is possible. I see that everything is possible. But also that it gives such a relief if this is out, you know. And you immediately fall in brother and sisterhood. There are many gurus where people go just to find their new mate. And it gives a very mixed energy. And in our Sangha, people do find mates sometimes. But this is not our first and foremost reason to be here. Our first and foremost reason to be here is to deepen in ourselves and to open our heart. And then especially the young girls, they are safe. They are safe with the men because they don't look with these eyes. And it is extremely precious to find this brother and sisterhood in togetherness. And is their relation wonderful? Is the relation wonderful? I don't see anything in the way. For me, there's nothing in the way. It cannot even be. Because what you're looking for, you already are. It's only obstructed by ideas. But never really. We obstruct this clarity because we do like this. Then we say, I can't see. Of course not. Because we believe in our ideas. So our whole path to awakening is coming to see through our ideas and see that it's not really true, that these ideas hold no absolute reality. It's all relative. Nothing can be in the way. You are what you're looking for, you have always been. So we just need to polish our eyes to see clearly. To see clearly.